I'm Tommy Reese with MTD News, in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. The DEA drug drop-off program, now in its ninth year, is Saturday. Heather McMurray with the DEA office in El Paso reminds folks of the prescription drop-off event here in the Redoso area.
Well, we have locations across the United States. We probably have about, I would say, 60 to 70 in New Mexico. Said it's this coming Saturday, October 26th. It's going to be from 10 to 2. There are four in the Redoso area. There is one at the Redoso Police Department. One is the Walmart in Redoso Downs. And then Mescalero will also have two sites. One at the BIA Tribal Office, and one at the tribal store.
Any prescription medication will be allowed to be dropped off, so how can they bring it?
They can leave them in the original bottles that they came in. It's going to be incinerated. Once they drop it off, we transfer to another box sealed and it's never reopened. Or they can just dump them all out and say like a plastic bag or something. Bring them pretty much anywhere they want. Some people bring trash bags.
Illegal drugs will not be allowed to be dropped off. However,
we are doing something new this year that will allow a little bit of illicit drugs. We are actually, we're working with FDA and some of our other partners, and we're actually going to take vaping devices and liquid cartridges this year. Some of those liquid cartridges do have THC oil in them, and we will take those.
Again, that will be Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lodgers tax money is being considered to make overdue improvements at the county fairgrounds in Capitan. Lincoln County commissioners are looking at lodgers tax as a mean of financing those improvements. However, that could mean that lodgers tax allotments to other entities may not be awarded. Commissioner Tom Stewart said that he will be looking for feedback from entities that request lodgers tax money every year. And the collection of the lodgers tax could be coming from short-term rentals. However, nothing has been written in stone as yet. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tommy Reese.